Twitter files, FBI kept busy censoring conservatives instead of chasing crooks. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on December 16, 2022. In the sixth installment of the Twitter files, journalist Matt Tybee revealed that Twitter had a one big happy family partnership with the FBI to censor content on its platform. Tybee released the sixth installment of the Twitter files document dump, which he dubbed Twitter, the FBI subsidiary. The hashtag Twitter files show something new, agencies like the FBI and DHS regularly sending social media content to Twitter through multiple entry points, pre-flagged for moderation, Tybee wrote. For example, Tybee revealed that former Twitter trust and safety chief Yoel Roth exchanged over 150 emails with the FBI between January 2020 to November 2022. Further, Tybee noted that a surprisingly high number of the FBI's correspondence with Twitter were requests by the FBI for Twitter to take action on election misinformation, even involving joke tweets from low follower accounts. The FBI's involvement in combating misinformation on social media platforms is a relatively recent development that stemmed from the Democrat narrative that Russia interfered in the 2016 presidential election. Tybee said the 2016 Russia collusion hoax was used as a pretext for building out the censorship machine, similar to how the September 11th terrorist attacks inspired the expansion of the security state. As Breitbart News reported, the Foreign Influence Task Force, FTIF, was created in the wake of the 2016 election. This task force, wrote Tybee, swelled to 80 agents and corresponded with Twitter to identify alleged foreign influence and election tampering of all kinds. For example, a March 2021 email revealed that the FBI provided a senior Twitter executive with several products to be passed along to the rest of the team. These products were three Department of Homeland Security, DHS, bulletins that stress the need for greater collaboration between law enforcement and private sector partners, Tybee reported. One of the bulletins was titled, "You, Russian Malign Influence Use of Permissive Social Media Platforms." We assess that Russian malign influencers probably will increasingly use U.S. social media platforms that offer more permissive operating environments, the DHS bulletin stated. However, Twitter's contact with federal agencies did not stop with just the FBI. Several agencies, including the Department of Justice, DOJ, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, ODNI, and the DHS, had frequent contact with Twitter about the content posted on its platform. In a September 2020 email sent by Twitter legal executive Stacia Cardiel to former Twitter Deputy General Counsel Jim Baker, a former top FBI lawyer, Cardiel revealed she participated in monthly calls with FBI, DOJ, DHS, ODNI, and industry peers on election threats. Cardiel noted that the monthly calls with those agencies would soon to be weekly. Cardiel's email also revealed that the FBI was adamant there were no impediments with the ability of the government to share classified information or other relevant information with industry. This passage underscores the unique one big happy family vibe between Twitter and the FBI, Tybee tweeted. With what other firm would the FBI blithely agree to no impediments to classified information? As recently as November 6, 2022, the FBI's National Election Command Post, NECP, urged Twitter to censor a long list of accounts, which included Rightside Broadcasting Network, RSBN, a conservative news outlet. As Breitbart News reported, in the email, dated November 6, 2022, the NISP gave its San Francisco field office a list of 25 accounts being utilized to spread misinformation about the upcoming election, a list which included RSBN. Some of the other accounts listed alongside RSBN included at Trump 201784-7791, at CAG 2020-2024, and at Ron Smith 49336969. As Tybee noted, many of the above accounts were satirical in nature, and nearly all were relatively low engagement. After Twitter received the FBI's list of 25 accounts to review, the social media platform took action on 16 accounts, including permanent bans, temporary suspensions, or deleting tweets. Twitter user at Lexi Tola, who had her tweets bounced for civic misinformation policy violations after the FBI flagged her account for review, argued the federal government infringed on her First Amendment right to free speech. My thoughts initially include 1. Seems like prima facie E1A violation 2. Holy cow, me, an account with the reach of an amoeba 3. What else are they looking at? The Twitter user told Tybee. In an email dated November 10, 2022, the FBI provided its Twitter contacts with a list of 4 accounts they believed may have violated Twitter's rules. Ultimately, Twitter suspended 3 out of the 4 accounts, with staffers reviewing the 4th account, at Frama, for any possible violation of the rules. Looking closer, the at Frama account was a political satirist who jokingly tweeted, "I want to remind Republicans to vote tomorrow, Wednesday, November 9th. Tybee argued federal law enforcement should have used its resources to track down child sex predators or terrorists rather than mass flagging social media posts. Instead of chasing child sex predators or terrorists, the FBI has agents, lots of them, analyzing and mass flagging social media posts. Not as part of any criminal investigation, but as a permanent, and in itself surveillance operation," Tybee tweeted. "People should not be okay with this." Tybee said he, Barry Weiss, and Michael Schellenberger are moving into a variety of new areas now, with more information about the previous Twitter regime to come soon.